Parents of children with disabilities often report higher levels of stress than those who care for kids without special needs. And that's one reason a Phoenix woman created a space for these moms at a local yoga studio. From KJZZ's education desk, Mariana Dale introduces us to Heather Joy Magdalano.
When my son was born, he was only 4 pounds, 3 ounces. To me, he looked perfect, but also really unique and unusual. He was, had very long and skinny arms and legs, really wide set eyes.
So on the 8th day, we got to go home. So Lisa was in the NICU for 8 days.
And then while we were driving home, I answered my cell phone and a doctor that I had no relationship to told me my son had Wolf Hirschhorn syndrome. We were bombarded by the worst case scenarios of what could potentially happen and go wrong, quote, wrong. If someone could have just told me everything was going to be okay and just focus on bonding with your baby, that would have been the best thing anyone could have ever told me. So it was 21 months later that my daughter was born. I pushed my daughter out in 4 pushes, and I knew right away that she had the same syndrome as my son. My kids are basically missing a small part of their 4th chromosome, and it affects their entire system. They have cognitive delays. They both have epilepsy. Their seizures are life-threatening. They are both hearing impaired and visually impaired, so they're both considered to be deafblind. I didn't have any room in my life to grieve. There were definitely some joyful times, for sure, you know, in those early days. But then there was a point where things shifted, where I think because I didn't take care of myself for so long, I just had no hope for what the future would be for my family. My family had the opportunity to go to Tucson for this week-long retreat for families who have children with different kinds of conditions. And the life coach that was leading us during that week, basically she took me under her wing and she just really helped me be more honest with my life. And one of the things I remember her suggesting was to do nothing. That was a pivotal moment in understanding that I could make that choice. I could like just lay there on the floor or lay there on my bed and do nothing for, I think it was like for 5 minutes or something. Doing nothing helps us get to the point where we can experience some of those feelings of grieving that are important to actually feel.
So yoga nidra, you literally lie down on the floor and you receive words that help you relax and go into this deep healing state. So literally you are doing nothing.
I realized that I wanted to bring yoga nidra to my community of other moms who have children with disabilities. Really briefly, let's just close our eyes, reflecting on what it took to be here today. And then taking a deep inhalation in through the nose, and then sighing it out through the mouth. I've learned that I'm very resilient. It's a choice. Even if I had a vision for what my life would be and it ended up not being that it's still possible for it to be a life that is good. And often people say, you're like this special person and therefore you have special kids. And I totally don't necessarily agree with that. I believe that my kids have given me the opportunity to go deeper.
My name is Heather Joy Magdalano, and I am the mom of Solis and Camila Magdalano.
KJZZ's Mariana Dale produced that story.